Luckily, almost all commercially available HPDs have the NRR printed on the packaging, and we do not need to go through all of the steps to calculate it. But we do need to determine if the NRR that is printed on an HPD is sufficient for a particular 8-hour TWA. To do this, we need to perform a simple calculation to find the protected DBA. The protected DBA can be calculated using either measured DBC levels or measured DBA levels. When using DBC levels, the following equation is used. Protected DBA is equal to the unprotected measured DBC minus the printed NRR. When using DBA levels, we use the same formula as for DBC, but with a correction factor of 7 dB added. This correction factor is included to account for the de-emphasis of low-frequency information that occurs when using a DBA-weighted scale. This correction value has been shown to be appropriate in about 98% of cases. The real-world attenuation rate of HPDs is always lower than the published NRR. For this reason, OSHA requires a 50% derating of labeled NRRs for determining if an HPD is sufficient for a particular noise exposure.